The Scandal of Father Brown by G. K. Chesterton. Chapter 1. The Scandal of Father Brown. It would not be fair to record the adventures of Father Brown without admitting that he was once involved in a grave scandal. There still are persons, perhaps even of his own community, who would say that there was a sort of blot upon his name. It happened in a picturesque Mexican roadhouse of rather loose repute, as appeared later, and to some it seemed that for once the priest had allowed a romantic streak in him, and his sympathy for human weakness, to lead him into loose and unorthodox action. The story, in itself, was a simple one, and perhaps the whole surprise of it consisted in its simplicity. Burning Troy began with Helen. This disgraceful story began with the beauty of Hypatia Potter. Americans have a great power, which Europeans do not always appreciate, of creating institutions from below, that is, by popular initiative. Like every other thing, it has its lighter aspects, one of which, as has been remarked by Mr. Wells and others, is that a person may become a public institution without becoming an official institution. A girl of great beauty or brilliancy will be a sort of uncrowned queen, even if she is not a film star or the original of a Gibson girl. Among those who had the fortune, or misfortune, to exist beautifully in public in this manner, was a certain Hypatia Hard, who had passed through the preliminary stage of receiving florid compliments in society paragraphs of the local press, to the position of one who was actually interviewed by real pressmen. On war and peace and patriotism and prohibition and evolution and the Bible, she had made her pronouncements with a charming smile. And if none of them seemed very near to the real grounds of her own reputation, it was almost equally hard to say what the grounds of her reputation really were. Beauty.